The Haines Government Affairs and Services Committee says a controversial environmental protection ordinance needs more revision. And the Skagway Borough Assembly considers adopting an appraisal that would raise annual rent payments for White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. The Hainesboro Government Affairs and Services Committee considered revisions to a controversial environmental protection ordinance Tuesday night. KHNS's Claire Stremple reports.
In April, the Haines Assembly considered an ordinance that would prohibit the aqueous storage of hazardous materials 1 mile from any surface body of water. The Assembly sent the ordinance to the Government Affairs and Services, or GAS, Committee to clarify its language. At the meeting, some businesses voiced concern that the ordinance would regulate their operations because the definition of hazardous waste was unclear. Director of Public Facilities Brad Ryan said the seafood processing facility at Excursion Inlet stores liquid refrigerants.
They have anhydrous ammonia, 30,000 pounds, and I just Googled it to see how many gallons I thought that would be. It sounds like 6,000 gallons.
Ryan recommended an exemption for quantities of up to 10,000 gallons. But a growing list of exemptions fueled the concern of ordinance critics, who say it is targeted to one industry.
I believe the intent is erroneous, and I do not believe it should be going forward.
GAS committee member Brenda Josephson said that the ordinance is aimed at regulating mining in the Chilkat Valley. She recommended it die in committee. Ordinance author and freshman assemblyman Will Prishandero is out of town, so he could not be present at the meeting. In a letter, he said that the ordinance is intended to be a broad preventative environmental regulation that is not specific to any industry. He said the goal is to help protect the waters of the borough from any potential large disaster. GAS committee member Sean Mady spoke up for Prishandero's intent.
I talked to Will before he left, and this has been said so many times. This is not targeting a mine. And for us to start talking in a committee about how this is a way that we can go around targeting a mine to not start is not the intent that we'll have.
As written, the ordinance would prohibit the construction of a tailings dam. Constantine Metal Resources, a mineral exploration project operating in the Chilkat Valley, plans to dry stack tailings rather than building tailings dams. Language, exemptions, and legality proved so slippery that borough manager Deborah Schnabel recommended the borough hire a consultant.
Or somebody who may have some experience in this and can make recommendations. There's a body of knowledge that we can tap into that will help us refine this to get it where we want it to be.
The seemingly short and simple ordinance will stay in committee for continued revisions. Committee Chair Heather Lendy says the changes currently on the table are likely to be among the recommendations to the Assembly. Those include exemptions for fuel and refrigerant storage. The borough is unlikely to be exempt from the ordinance. The next GAS committee meeting is scheduled for July 2nd. In Haines, I'm Claire Stremple.
The Skagway Borough Assembly will meet Thursday evening to discuss whether or not to adopt an appraisal of the land it leases to White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. Every 5 years, the municipality conducts appraisals for its leases in order to adjust the rental rate based on the fair market value. For 50 years, Horan & Co. has carried out appraisals of the tidelands leased to White Pass. However, some Skagway Assembly members suggested that the appraisals conducted by Horan & Co. have resulted in a lease rate that is too low. Integra Realty Resources recently provided the municipality with an updated appraisal of the tidelands. Integra valued the land at $14.7 million, which would result in a 700% increase in White Pass's lease rate. Since December, the Assembly has been debating whether or not to adopt the Integra appraisal or the Horan appraisal. In his report for the meeting Thursday, Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata urged the Assembly not to adopt Integra's appraisal. He wrote that increasing the lease without warning is irresponsible and suggested that interim manager Stan Selmer conduct negotiations with White Pass to determine a fair rate increase. The Assembly will discuss the Integra appraisal at its meeting Thursday at 7 p.m. at Skagway City Hall. You can stream the meeting live at khns.org. The Bureau of Land Management scheduled an open house in Haines to talk about revisions to their resource management plan for land surrounding Haines and Skagway. Claire Strempel has more.
The Bureau of Land Management oversees more than 32,000 acres of land in the Haines and Skagway areas. They're seeking public input on what is called the Haines Amendment of their regional land management plan. Essentially, this is a contract with the public on how the land will be managed. It will guide land use decisions over the next 15 to 20 years. The department took public comment on the plan in 2018. This year, they released three new potential management strategies using that feedback. They plan to present their preferred management plan, one of the three new plans in the Haines Amendment. The comment period is open through August 1st. Written comments may be submitted at the open house event. They will hold the open house event at the Chilcat Center for the Arts on June 20th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check out our podcast on the NPR One app and Stitcher.